Alrighty, alrighty. We are getting into the good stuff. I feel like after 52 morning messages, I'm finally getting to the place that I adore talking about. And that is our natural state, our most vibrant, energized, electrified, magnetic, translucent, luminous, bright state of being that is our birthright. And we access this state in the present moment. We don't access luminosity. We don't access brightness, intelligence when we are stuck in busyness, when we're stuck in the conditions of our mind. We access our brilliance when we are right here, right now, as I spoke about yesterday. Your natural state of bright body, clear mind, and open heart, as I talk about in my book On the Verge, is your birthright. Every single one of us is meant to shine. Is meant to make manifest the glory of God, as Marianne Williamson so beautifully put in her poem, in her quote. You are meant to shine. We are all meant to shine. And as we let our own light shine, we give others permission to do the same. I just had to say that. I'm going to put this quote in the show notes, so take a look. If you don't know it, I read it all the time. Always gives me chills. I'm called to remind you to practice being present, to get to know for you what it means, what it feels like viscerally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. To be right here in the moment. To be here now, as Ram Dass said. What does it feel like for you? Your natural state is always, always available. It's just underneath the noise of busyness, it's below the speed of life. It's on the other side of worry and anxiety, doubt and fear, and oh gosh, I could go on and on. But here's the deal. What I have come to know in my own life, and what I have come to understand through others, through teaching others, is that unless we take the time and the energy to get to know presence, we will get caught up in the speed of life. And time will fly, and life will fly. And before we know it, it's a decade later. And we're thinking, oh shit, what have I done? What have I experienced? What have I missed? How many brilliant moments have I missed? Because I've been busy. It's a big question. I don't want to miss my life. I don't want to miss life. And I catch myself, and this is the practice. It's the practice of noticing where we are. Where am I? Where am I? Right here, right now. Just that little reminder to come back. Come back, Kara. Come back here. Life is here. Your natural state, your ground of being, your most luminous essence is already shining. We just need to show up and access it. And the accessing comes with just turning your attention to the present moment, turn here, now, right here, this moment, chopping carrots, right here, this moment in conversation with the person in the at Starbucks, right here, this moment, writing this email, right here, this moment with my child, my elderly parent, my partner, right here, this moment with myself, as I listen to my heart, my heart's longing. This is the game. This is the practice. This is how we become mentally fit, mentally aware. And it takes training. It's not going to happen by accident. So, as I said yesterday, right here, just keep reminding yourself of that all day long, right here. That's it. That's the mental training. And we start to get to know and get to access our natural state of being, where we are most powerful, my friend, where your true, unique, creative expression will shine through. And when you do that, you share with the world your gift, your unique gift and manifestation. This is how we start to shift the world. My gosh, this is my heart's longing, right? What breaks my heart is seeing people hide that. And if I can do a little part to help you unlock and unleash your power, then my life will have been worth it all. Oh, boy. I love you. I love you for listening. Thank you. I love you for engaging. Thank you. I cannot wait to hear your voice expressed fully, 100% magnified in the world. I cannot wait to hear it. If you need any support from me, just reach out. Email me. Reach out to me. DM me. Find me. This is how we shine together. Have a beautiful day.